Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Lui nishmas, Maris Esther Bas Rav Shmuel. Tonight is a yortzeit, and the haganas kol olam kulo from the terrible plague that has afflicted us. We are learning mishle b'siyata d'shmaya, perak aleph pasuk chav tes tachas kitsanu das v'yiras Hashem lo b'char ulo avu latzasi nilzu natzu kol tochachti. They hated wisdom. They didn't choose Yiras Hashem. They didn't listen to my Eitzah. They despised my Tochacha. So the Gran is Perish. We're not going to read the whole Perish. We already gave the Shir in Hebrew, and we read it out. Those who understand Hebrew can listen. But you see from the Gra that there are four parts to Torah that are elucidated in these Psukim. There's the Torah itself, understanding Hashem, Torah and Mitzvahs. And then there's Yiras Hashem, Eitzah and Tochacha. So the hisnagdus, the opposition to all chelkei Torah, is b'derech shel sanu, lo avu, noatzu. There's this hatred, this pushing away. But when it comes to yira, the opposition is yiras Hashem lo bacharu. So what's the connection between not choosing yira, not choosing, and yiras Hashem? Why is yiras Hashem lo bacharu? So the mahalach is as follows, based as always on the Sefer Zahashar. There are two wonders in creation. Number one, why don't we naturally have Yiras HaOnesh? We are naturally afraid of nature, we're not naturally afraid of punishment. So Rav Yitzchak Blazer says in the Mamar Share Or, the beginning of the Sefer Or Yisrael, it's Gzeres HaKosov. Hashem wants us to have Bechira. So Miteva Advarim, a fearful person doesn't choose. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu was mafkia yira, he's mafkia, removed yira sa'onesh from the mahalach of teva, in order that the person should be a bocher, a person should be a chooser. That's why we don't have natural yira. So we still need to go deeper into this idea. The second tamiya is, where in the world do we have this nekuda of bechira? It's pashut that bechira, choice, is only shayach when you have two equal things and you choose one of them without any reason. If one side pulls you more than the other and that's why you do it, that's not bechira. That is something that you're doing because of a reason, and that's the nature of animals. They just go by instinct. So if a person is just choosing because he likes it better, then that's not really choice. Choice has to be when there's not something pushing you more one way than the other. You're just, there's no reason for you to want it. Ein shum siba lirtzot et hadavar. There's no reason that you should want this. You're just choosing it. Lelo siba. Not because of any personal, instinctual, gravitational pull. So bechira itself is mimalas hanefesh. Everything that's within the natural kochos, reasons, instincts of a person is precluded from choice, from bechira. It could be a good maisa, it could be a mitzvah, but that's not bechira. Bechira is what you do because of an internal desire without anything external pushing you towards that. This is what you want. This is what your soul wants. And no other reason. You can live your whole life, a person can live his whole life, and never really choose. Because he's always doing it for X, Y, or Z. External reasons, not just because it's right. Rabbeinu Yonah, in the Share Tshuva, writes, Gimel Yud Zayin, V'daki ha-malas al-yonas nimsu v'mitzvah se'eseh. The malas al-yonas were given to mitzvah se'eseh, like Bechira. It says, V'bacharta b'chayim. And then there's a mile of Talmud Torah, it goes through other milas, Halicha B'darchei Hashem, Kedusha Yira. So I understand the other milas. There's a mila to choose. But Rabbeinu Yonah says you have to choose all these good things. Kedusha Yira, going the way of Hashem. But how is Bechira mila? That's a mila b'fnei atzma. So there's a special maila b'tzuras ha'adam to do things as a bocher. And Rabbeinu Yonah put in the psukim of Bechar Tabachayim is last in Parshas Nitzavim. But Rabbeinu Yonah here puts it first. He's Mishana Seder Aksuvim. And he puts a Bechar Tabachayim first. In other words, everything has to begin with Bechira. How does this work? Bechira, by its very nature, is outside of the system of the world. Pure Bechira, a person is mafkia, removes himself from any reasons. He's not a mesubav. He is not the effect, he's the cause. He's the first cause. And that's the idea of a nes. A nes is something in the Bria that has no cause. It is the cause. And that's against the world. Because teva is that you're pushed by a certain instinct. You're hungry, you eat. That's teva, that's not choosing. Choosing is that you're the reason that you do it. No other reason. It's not shaykh to the Seder of this world. There's a beautiful Gemara in Chulin where Pinchas ben Yoyer was going for Pidyon Shvuyim and he met the river. And he said, river, Ginoi, split for me. And the river said, no, you're going to do the will of your creator, I'm going to do the will of my creator. You may do it, may not do it, I'm definitely going to do it. He said, if you don't split, I'm going to make a decree on you that water never goes within you forever. And the water split. The taina of the river was that he's in his own mitzias. He's in the marechas of Teva. He's doing the will of Hashem. In other words, a man is supposed to go out of the Marechet HaTev. A man is supposed to be in the world of Bechar Tabachayim. But the river says, no, I'm in Teva, and I'm doing my job. And then Pinchas Ben Yair said, no, I am a new reason. That's what man is, that's the Bocher. And therefore I'm making a decree. I'm decreeing on you that you go to a different system. Not your system of Teva, my system of choosing. That now I'm the Sibah Rishonit. And just like I can make a new mahalach of you splitting, I can also remove you. I can make a decree that there's never water in the way that ever goes through you again. I'm a new ma'arechet. I'm a new system, not a system of this world. Bechira is a koach that God gave man to be the reason for things. That's a koach that man becomes a bore. By choosing, you're a bore. You're not doing it for any other reason other than that's what your ratzon ha'pnimi tells you to do. Not because of anything external. That's what your soul is telling you to do. It's mimalas hanefesh, as the Rabbeinu Yonah says. It can't be that you'll choose evil. Mitoch ratzon alev, because of the will of your heart. Ra is always done because of something. You can't want ra mitzad atzma shadavar. It's ra. That's not you. It's only mitzad your teva. You're drawn towards the ra. Person's drawn towards the ra. But a ra b'fnei atzmo, there's no reason a person would do ra. U'bacharta b'chayim isn't coming to afkiyum u'bacharta b'ra. There is no b'chira b'ra. The afka is milo b'charta b'chayim. You haven't chosen. If you're not choosing, then you're in the marechet of this world. You're in the marechet of teva. If you're choosing, you're choosing life. Hashem created in the Metzias a koach that good should draw you just like evil draws you. But that's lo bechira. Person does a mitzvah because it makes him feel good, because he's going to get money for it, because people will like him, people will respect him. Anything you're doing for external reasons and not because of your etzem teva nefesh, that's not bechira. Because it's the right thing to do. Ram says in Hilchos Tshuva, Avodah Meira Amenas Lekabel Pras is Lo Lishma. Avodah Me'avas Lishma. Asiyah Shel Lo Lishma is a mitzvah, but it's in the Marechet of Teva of the world. Asiyah Me'avas Mitocha Adam Atzmo. This is what a person wants Be'atzim. This is what a soul wants. That's a true Bechira. Hashem created the world with this Milo of Bechira and He put it in the world. And the world is so serious the union of Bechira, it's a contradiction. The Nekuda Rishona of Bechira that transforms man from being a Nivchar to being a Bocher is Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem, Reishis Das. The first step, the beginning, is always Yira. Maral explains that a Yare is somebody who has a God. Yeshlo Aloka. Elohim is Dachalta. Says in Sanhedrin Samat Al Raman Aleph, Hotzi Yirasa Mecheko. He took out his Yira, his God, from his bosom. We see in the Maral that Yira is different than the other Milas. Yare is just Yeshlo Aloka. He has a God. And the Yira is Bederech Mameli. He has a God of Mameli. He's Yare. That's the beginning. Hashem created two worlds. He created this world and the next world. This world is a cause and effect. And godliness is not part of this world. Because godliness isn't the world of cause and effect. It is, that's the Siba Rishona. It's not affected by something. The Siba Rishona is God. And in this world, we're living in the world of cause and effect. Where we do things A because of B and C because of A because of B. If you go to the other Marech and a higher Marech, the Marech of Olam Haba, in that system, it starts with God. And from that Memela comes Yira. Hu Mekom HaShalom Bein Olam Mekom HaShalom. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not part of the Marech HaTabriya, it's not part of the system of the world. If you're in this system, then a person's in this system, he's detached from Hashem. So we have a Mahalach of Lo Lishma, that we can serve Him also in this world, through cause and effect. I want people to respect me, so I do mitzvahs. I want people to think I'm a Talmud Chacham, so I learn a lot of Torah. So that's a way to connect him, but that's within this world. That's a this worldly way of serving him. Bechira is you're doing it just because it's the right thing, because he's God. And you're going from there. And that's what Yira is. Yira is Elohim. Synonymous. If there's a God, the male of his Yira. And that's the Siba Rishona. So how do you get there? You connect to that Nakuda of Yira by choosing it. You have to choose. You go to the Etzem Teva Nefesh, you're choosing Yira. And that's why it says in the Pasuk, Yira Hashem lo bacharu. That's the other tzad. On the bad side, they didn't choose. If they're not choosing, Memela, there's no Yira Hashem. Says the beginning of Mishlei, Yiras Hashem Reishis Das, and Keneged Zeh, Yiras Hashem Lo Bacharu. It's Sarnu Mitzasech Mishtecha Tovim V'lo Sheva Lanu. It's not Sheva Lehem. It's not worth it for them. They're not choosing it. That's if they're not in the world of Yir. If you're in the world of Yir, that means that you have a God, and Memele Yir Yare. But if you're a chooser, you have to choose it. But if you're not, you're just going on Sibos, then you're not in the world of Yira, you're in this world. The world of Yira is to go above this world. So, very, very deep, Siyata Dishmaya, and hopefully in the next year, we'll continue talking about Bechira and Yira, a lot of very, very Chashev Zachin. Okay, thank you, my sweetest and most beloved friends, for joining us, and be zochet to continue learning together. Shalom, shalom.